Is QuickBooks slowing your business down? Do you have challenges managing inventory, project profitability, or just getting paid fast enough? Get your business to a better place and graduate to NetSuite today. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. Ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software you've outgrown. Now is the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need, all in one place, instantaneously. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite.
Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/info. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/info, netsuite.com/info.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Quick Slants here on Shooting the Sports-ish. As you can see, I'm here from the newsroom going solo this week, talking about all things NFL Week 8. It is a interesting week for people that play fantasy football, for people that play that gamble on the NFL. This is going to be a really rough week to predict, and we're going to jump right into it right now. I usually do fancy little graphics for all the stuff that I do, but I didn't today. So I'm in the newsroom, just so there's like something pretty to look at. We'll do graphics another time. Let's move in to game one that's on the schedule. According to ESPN, we have the New England Patriots visiting those Buffalo Bills that looked like one of the best teams in the NFL for a while. They slipped 2 weeks in a row, stumbled last week, but did not fall, ended up winning. The Patriots are 2-4. They're 0-2 on the road. The Patriots, I'm here for you, New England Patriot fans, but I'm not here for you in a way that you probably want. I'm here in a way to tell you that it's nice that you suck. You suck, Patriots. You're awful. Terrible offensively. Terrible on defense. This is not a good football team. This football team is awful. Awful, awful, awful. They gain tons of yards on the ground. 240 yards passing on the in the air. Obviously in the air if it's a passing. 132 yards rushing. They're just so bad. They're not converting very many scores. They're only 19.2 points per game, 23.8 points allowed per game. Cam Newton has been awful. He just has. He's been bad. Cam Newton has 969 yards, 2 touchdowns, 7 interceptions through 6 games. He didn't play every game. I think he missed 2 games. 1 game for sure. 7 picks, 244 yards, 5 touchdowns on the ground. So he's combined for 7 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. I want to say he has a fumble or two also. I thought Cam Newton and Bill Belichick was going to be a much better combination than it has been. Now Julian Edelman's out too. Harry is questionable for the Patriots. This is just not a good team. Stephon Gilmore is also questionable. And I'm not saying that the Bills are unbeatable. They're certainly beatable. The Bills are not as good as we think they are either. They're scoring 25 points a game. They're allowing 25.4 points per game. They're allowing a lot of yards on the ground. They're actually basically allowing the Patriots average on the ground. Won 18-10 against the Jets, really pitiful performance. They lost 26-17 to the Chiefs, 42-16 got demolished by the Tennessee Titans. Won a close one against the Raiders, won a close one against the Rams. So they have 2 good wins so far this season just from the last 5. They also picked up a win against the Jets and the Dolphins. So only 2 of their wins are good. 2 of their 5 wins are good wins. The other wins are wins, right? Like, they don't really mean much of anything. But the Patriots are so bad. Lost last week 33-6 against a Niners team that frankly isn't very good either and very injured. They lost against a bad Denver Broncos team 18-12. They lost against the Chiefs with Brian Hoyer playing. They beat a good Raiders team. They lost a close game to the Seahawks, and then they beat Miami 21-11. And the Miami win's a good win. The Miami win is actually a very good win. But I don't believe in this Patriots team. I don't think they're good. I don't think they're good at all. They're 0-2 on the road. ESPN's matchup predictor has a Bills win at 59%. Bills are favored by 4. Most people are taking that. I think the Bills win this game. I do. I think the Bills will take the AFC East this year. I thought they would when I did my preseason predictions with CJ at the beginning of the season. 2 months later, I still think it's their division. I think the Bills will win this division. They'll get back on track, play better this week, beat up on a division rival. They might have been looking ahead last week when playing the Jets. Finally, the Patriots' reign over the AFC East with their roster mostly healthy will come to an end. They're done. The Patriots are done. They will not make the playoffs this year. They're done. I know it's super early. They've only played 6 games. They're done. Don't care. They're done. They suck. That's awesome. Bengals against the Tennessee Titans. We have the Bengals versus Tennessee Titans coming up here. This is an interesting game. It shouldn't be a very good game, but as in the Bengals should get walloped. Bengals probably won't get walloped. You have a Titans team that lost 27-24 last week. Before that was their first loss of the season. They gave up a ton of yards and a ton of points to the Houston Texans. That is not a good team. They did beat up on Buffalo. They beat up on. They barely beat the Vikings. They barely beat the Jaguars. They've really only looked dominant in one game. They barely beat 16-14 Denver, bad Denver team. 33-30 Jacksonville, bad Jacksonville team. 31-30 over the Vikings, bad Vikings team. Beat up on a good Buffalo Bills team. Good, not great, good Buffalo Bills team, 42-16. And then 42-36, they barely beat a bad Texans team. They have four wins against bad teams that were close. I think the Tennessee Titans are pretenders, and I think that they might lose this game. I'm going to take the Bengals. I'm going to take the Bengals in this game. The Bengals will eventually win a game against someone they shouldn't. They're at home. They're clicking on offense right now, throwing the ball a lot. 267 yards is what they have allowing in the air, but they're throwing for 291. They're rushing for 100 yards a game. They may be without Joe Mixon, and that's fine. I think that they'll be okay with Giovanni Bernard. There's no reason why the Bengals should win this game. ESPN's matchup predictor has a 64% chance that you're going to have the Bengals lose this game. I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to win this game. I'm taking them. Fuck it. I'm taking them. I think they win this game. Joe Burrow has already thrown for 2,000 yards and 9 touchdowns this year, and he's getting more comfortable. Tyler Boyd has 517 yards receiving, 2 touchdowns already. Derrick Henry's awesome. If this was the NFL from 20 years ago, he'd be the MVP this year. But it's not. So he's not going to be. It's not going to be the MVP, and he's going to have a great game this game. It's not going to matter. The Titans do not score fast enough, consistently enough, and a bad team is going to beat them eventually. It should have been Houston if Romeo Crennel hadn't made that stupid decision not to kick the ball and went for 2 instead. They should have tumbled then. They're going to tumble this week. They will lose back-to-back games. Taking the Bengals. Indianapolis comes in as 3-point favorites to visit the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions are not good. The Colts are 4-2, but they're 1-2 on the road. This is a 57% chance on the matchup predictor for the Colts to win. Jonathan Taylor's been great. Phillip Rivers has not been good. 7 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, only one game with multiple touchdowns in it. Matt Stafford, only 10 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Better with taking care of the ball, but not by much. Neither team has a huge weapon on receiver. T.Y. Hilton has been trash all year long. T.Y. Hilton has been bad. He's just not the T.Y. Hilton that you thought he was. And this started last year. He's just really fallen off, and I'm not real sure why. I don't know if it's age, injuries, what's going on with him, but he doesn't look good. The Lions beat the Falcons last week in a game they should have lost. They beat up on a bad Jacksonville team 34-16. This same Jacksonville team beat the Colts. They barely lost to the Saints in a game they could have won. They did beat a very good Arizona team, got smashed by a great Green Bay Packers team, and lost to a Chicago Bears team. Colts have beaten, got beat by a bad Jaguars team, beat up on a bad Minnesota team, beat up on a bad New York team, beat that same Bears team that beat the Lions, beat a good Cleveland Browns team, and then had to come back and win against Cincinnati. The Colts should win this game. They will not win this game. I'm taking the Lions. I'm taking two upsets back-to-back. Yes, I'm taking the Lions at home. I think they're going to win this game. I don't believe in the Colts either. I don't believe in the Titans. I don't believe in the Colts. Maybe there's some bias there because I'm an AFC South fan, because I'm a Texans fan, so I just hate everyone in the AFC South. But the Titans showed me last week that I don't think that, like, they did barely lose to a very good Steelers team. But they've just, their wins are just against bad teams. They've not beat a good team. And the Colts really are a mixed bag too. And I just don't think they're good enough on offense to beat a Lions team that might be. Their defense is phenomenal though. Wouldn't be surprised if the Colts win it, but I'm going to take the Lions at home. Minnesota versus the Green Bay Packers. The Packers are 5-1, 2-0 at home. The Vikings are a shit show. Kirk Cousins is awful. 10 interceptions already this year in just 6 games. Rodgers has thrown for 1,700 yards, 17 touchdowns, two picks. Dalvin Cook's run for almost 500 yards. Justin Jefferson might end up being your rookie of the year if he keeps at the pace that he's at. 537 yards and 3 touchdowns. Joe Burrow's should run away with it, but there's a real chance that Justin Jefferson makes a play for it at the pace he's at. He's having an awesome year. Enough that he's leading the leading receiver over Adam Thielen, who I consider one of the top 15 receivers in the league. Cook is also very good. Davante Adams is maybe the best receiver in the league, not named DeAndre Hopkins. So you have a lot of firepower here. The first time these teams met up, they went to a shootout, 43-34. The Vikings got up big, and then Aaron Rodgers did his thing. Packers lost one bad game against a really good Tampa Bay team, but they beat up on the Texans last week. They've beat up on almost everyone they've played except for the Saints, and they got beat up by the Tampa Bay Bucks. The Vikings have only won one game against a really bad Houston team that led to Bill O'Brien's firing. Minnesota has to pick somebody off. They're like Kirk Cousins will pick a team off. I'm going to go for my third upset here. I think the Vikings win this game on the road in Lambeau. There are not going to be fans in that stadium, I don't think. And if there are, there's not enough fans in that stadium to be Lambeau like it usually is. The weather looks clear that day in the mid to high 30s, so the ball won't be quite frozen. You're not quite in that icy Lambeau weather yet. And the Packers will drop a game to someone they shouldn't. That's just good teams do that, and it's always a division rival. They're not going to lose a game to the Lions or the Bears. They'll lose the second game to the Vikings. And if they don't, I they're 5-1 against the spread. So typically exactly what the spread says they do, and they're 6-point favorites. So we'll see what happens. But I'm taking the Minnesota Vikings. Chiefs versus the Jets. Please, the Jets have a 6% chance to win. The Jets are going to get crushed. Patrick Mahomes has not been as good. Well, I think that he's not been playing well based on tape, but he's 1,900 yards and just one interception. Kelsey's been awesome. Carlos Edwards, Hilaire has been awesome. That's it. Chiefs. Miami versus Los Angeles. Miami's hosting them at Hard Rock Stadium. This is a really interesting matchup because you are getting Tua Tagovailoa, who's going to start this game. Tua is not getting him. They're not doing any favors for him, putting him in this game. Not really sure why you start him and not stay with Fitzpatrick against a really good pass rush and a really good defense. Both of these defenses are actually pretty good. These teams are actually pretty evenly matched statistically. Talent-wise, it's all Rams. But I do think the Rams take care of the Dolphins here. I think Tua's going to have a really, really tough time with that defense. This is a really bad spot for a rookie to start, I do not like that they're doing this to him. I bet he'll look pretty okay, but he's going to have a rough time and get hit a whole lot, and he doesn't need to be. They have a starting caliber quarterback in Ryan Fitzpatrick. Let him start for the rest of the year and let Tua sit. He ended a season last year with injury. He does not need to start right now. Do not start him right now. It's a really bad idea. Game of the week is absolutely your Baltimore Ravens hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers are 6-0, the last undefeated team, but they are big time underdogs. They have a 33% chance to win this game. They're 4-point underdogs or 3.5-point underdogs in this one. They are coming in here really pretty damn good. I mean, just frankly, they're good. Big Ben's having a fine season at 1,500 yards passing, 13 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions. Lamar Jackson is having a down year for him, which is natural. He was MVP last year. Chase Claypool has been a revelation for the Steelers. Marquise Brown has been fine for the Ravens. Lamar Jackson is the leading rusher for the Ravens, which is actually a concern for me. 350 yards on 50 carries is awesome for fantasy, but someone else has to run the ball for them. The only game that the Ravens have lost is against a high-powered offense in Kansas City. They struggle against teams that can score the ball quickly. The Pittsburgh Steelers can score quickly. The Pittsburgh Steelers, though, they've beaten two good teams, it looks like. Let me check and see the other one. They beat up on a bad New York team. They beat a bad Denver team, a bad Texans team, a bad Eagles team. They blew out a good Cleveland team, and they beat a good Tennessee team. The Steelers have, in my opinion, the best defense in the NFL. They are very, very good. They're very, very fast. The Ravens defense is allowing less points but way more yards. They've also not really beaten anybody. They beat Cleveland. They beat up on Cleveland, who is a good Cleveland team. They beat a bad Houston team. They lost to the Chiefs. They beat up on a bad Washington team, beat the hell out of a bad Cincinnati team, and barely last week beat the Philadelphia Eagles. The other team in Pittsburgh is going to beat them. Or the other team in Pennsylvania is going to beat them. I'm taking the Steelers with the upset here. I think they're a better team. I don't believe in the Ravens. If they win, then the Ravens are, to me, the Ravens are a regular season team, but I don't like Peyton's Colts for a long time. Great in the regular season, could not win in the playoffs. I really feel the same way about the Ravens. I think when the Ravens play playoff caliber teams, they will get beat. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are like Super Bowl contending playoff caliber team. They are going to beat the Ravens. There won't be that many teams, the fans either, so there's not going to be a lot of noise. And we can say that about every game. I'm taking the Steelers. I am. Chargers versus the Broncos. Justin Herbert rules, man. 1,542 yards, 12 touchdowns, just 3 picks. Got his first win last week against the Jaguars in a shootout. Their defense isn't very good. The Broncos' defense isn't very good, but they have some good wins. Or they have good losses. They don't have good wins. They beat a shitty New England team, and they beat a shitty New York Jets team. I think the Chargers are going to go on a bad team run where they're going to pick up like 2 games here, lose 3 games, pick up a game or two, and then for the rest of the season, probably come out of this thing with like 4 or 5 wins. Enough to where they can draft pretty high again to get some protection for Justin Herbert. Herbert's awesome, and I think he's going to tear up that Broncos defense. Their defense isn't very good. They allowed a lot of yards, allowed 26 points a game. The Chargers do too, but offensively, they're just not. Oh, Drew Lock sucks. 1 touchdown, 4 picks, 700 yards. He sucks. He sucks. Chargers win. Chargers win. Justin Herbert's awesome. Chicago Bears are hosting the New Orleans Saints. We kind of found a taste of what's going on with the Chicago Bears. Not very good. A lot of teams are not. They are who we thought they were, right? So They're not very good. The Bears are just not very good. Their defense, I thought, was pretty good. They're only allowing 20 points a game. The Saints' defense is allowing a whopping 29 points per game. They're both allowing about the same kind of yardage here. Drew Brees has been questionable. He's still, though, thrown for 1,600 yards, 11 touchdowns, and 3 picks. Nick Foles has been just bad. That's a bad offense. The defense is fine for the Bears, but that offense is bad, 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 bad. Bad offense. Nothing works for them. Matt Nagy doesn't have shit going on for that offense. They cannot beat an offensive team like this. The Saints march in to Chicago, pick up the win. That's it. It's done. Seattle versus the 49ers. The 49ers are coming into their division rival. This is a 50-50 split here. Jimmy G was injured, but has come out. He's without Deebo Samuel. He's without Raheem Mostert. He's without a lot of players. They have no pass rush, really. But their defense is still pretty good, allowing just 19 points per game. The Seahawks have the absolute worst pass defense in the NFL. But Russell Wilson doesn't lose back-to-back games. I don't believe he's ever lost a back-to-back game. And for that alone, I'm picking the Seahawks. Never mind that Russell Wilson is probably the NFL MVP right now. He has 1,900 yards passing, 22 touchdowns, 6 picks. He's been very good, very efficient. He threw 3 picks. Half of those came against Arizona, but Arizona's a real good team too. Tyler Lockett has been awesome. 2-3 touchdown games, 542 yards. George Kittle rules too. He has almost half of the yards Jimmy G's thrown. But they're just not. The 49ers are too injured. And again, Russell Wilson doesn't lose back-to-back games. Give me the Seahawks in this game. There's another game. The NFC East got another primetime game because they have huge TV markets. They have 3 of their teams are massive TV markets. So, of course, they get primetime. The Dallas Cowboys against the Philadelphia Eagles is a game that's happening. Andy Dalton is questionable. They might be on their third string quarterback. Ezekiel Elliott is not good anymore. Just 450 yards in 7 games. Not going to get it done for what you're getting paid, Zeke. Not going to get it done. Amari Cooper was very good, but nobody can get him the ball anymore. CeeDee Lamb was looking really good. Nobody can get him the ball anymore. Cowboys offense sucks without Dak. It's just bad without him. They look bad, bad, bad against... They barely beat the Giants. They looked awful against the Cardinals. They looked awful against the Washington football team last week. Their defense is awful. Everything about this team is bad. They're just a bad, bad football team. The Cowboys are a bad football team. The Eagles are a bad football team. One of these teams in this division has to make the playoffs, and that's a damn travesty because they're all so bad. This division is terrible. It's a terrible, terrible football division. It's a terrible division with a bunch of bad ownership and bad coaching. And I know Mike McCarthy just got there, but Aaron Rodgers ran his ass out of town for a reason because he's a bad coach. They think DiNucci's going to start. I don't even know who the fuck DiNucci is. There's nothing in me that thinks that the Cowboys can win this game. Nothing at all. The Cowboys are just a bad football team all around. And even if they had Dak, I still think they lose this football game. Like, yes, Dak is a good quarterback. Yes, he threw for 1,900 yards before he got injured 2 games ago. But he was having a great year. I mean, I'm talking like he was having a year that gets you paid by somebody. But they're just such a bad team. And the Eagles will win this division. They will. They'll get their third win, and they'll win this division with 6 or 7 wins. Because they're just, like, the division is just this bad. Holy crap. What a game. Like, that's the Sunday night game. And then the Monday night game, another, like, 3 NFC East teams are in primetime, man. The New York Jets are hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, And that game is going to be a blowout. There's not a chance. Like, yes, there's some intrigue because Brady versus the Giants, who beat them twice in the Super Bowl. Blah, 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 blah. Chris Godwin's out. Scotty Miller's questionable. Gronk is always questionable. It doesn't matter, man. Brady has 1,900 yards passing and 18 touchdowns. He's the passing leader right now. He's going to finish as the passing leader, and he's about to get Antonio Brown. Their leading receiver is Scotty Miller. but he's throwing the ball all over the place. Brady's throwing it to everybody. Ronald Jones has been great. 500 yards, 4 touchdowns. Daniel Jones is the leading rusher for the Giants. The Giants are just bad. The whole division is just bad. Why do we have to keep watching the NFC East in primetime? And I know I can turn it off, but there's no World Series anymore, and there's no NBA Finals. And I'm going to watch sports because politics fucking sucks. And I have to watch the damn Giants host and get blown out by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then I have to watch the Eagles and the... God. Like, why did you not put the Steelers versus the Ravens as your Sunday night game? What world, NFL, made you think that the Eagles and the Cowboys were going to be better teams than the Steelers and the Ravens? Come on. What are you doing, man? I don't understand the NFL scheduling. And I know it's TV market. TV market's super important right now with all sports down. You're the only game in town now. You're going to get your ratings. Stop fucking us with these bad games on schedules. God damn. Tampa Bay wins by a million. Maybe a million and two. But that's the end of this week's Quick Slants. Sorry I ranted there, but I mean, you feel the way I do. I know you feel the way I do. It's so bad. NFC East is so bad. And I'm a Texans fan, man. I know bad football. I'm watching bad football every week. Thank God they're off this week, so I don't have to watch more bad football and watch Deshaun Watson get killed. Jeez, man. A whole division of trash. And Washington's off this week, and they kind of benefit from it. Ah, Christ almighty. Anyway, guys, subscribe down below if you could. We appreciate it very much. We have tons of content coming out here on Shooting the Sports-ish. Loaded day of content here on the network. This is coming out late night Thursday. I have a sleeper article coming out at 6 a.m. We have Big 10, Big 12, and SEC primers coming up this weekend as well. We have all sorts of shit for you coming out. Women's wrestling highlights. Daniel Bryan is the greatest wrestler of all time. Maybe. That's coming out. All sorts of stuff. So subscribe, like, share. Go to shootingthesportsish.com. Sign up for our mailing list. It's on every article or it's down on the sidebar. Listen to our podcast, and we'll see you next time. And I'll be back to give you all of my takes on all of them stakes on Sunday morning, maybe Sunday Eve. We'll see what happens. One of them. We'll see you then.